K-Rock Klein Alley Show. Going to get you to Pizza City Fest later this morning and then get you into the pit for some Mike Kim at Dodger Stadium. But right now, let's talk about something that probably affects your life on a daily basis, depending on how clumsy you are, the five-second rule. People accept that as science for the most part. I think we've all heard it. We've all grown up with it. I think the first time I dropped something, someone was like, yeah, it's cool. Pick it up. 5 seconds. I was like, great.
Well, and what was the scenario and what was the food? I think it's highly dependent on what type of food and what surface it drops on. But
science has weighed in and they said that none of that matters. All of the things that we've thought matter, like how drunk you are matters and how hungry you are matters and how expensive the food was. Think about it, if you just bought something at, let's call it a Dodger game or a Laker game, where you're already paying for the most expensive version of that item. So now you're into a hot dog for close to $20 and then you drop it. It is a gross floor because you're at a stadium that is being trampled on by tens of thousands of people, but also you just paid so much money for that hot dog.
And also you're already halfway to your seat. You're going to go all the way back there and get another one?
Or you just do that thing where people pick it up and blow on it. Like that's going to do anything.
Or sometimes I pick a hair off and go, oh, that's good. But this microbiologist tested all of these different foods because he wanted to test out the 5 second rule to see if it works. And the consensus was no amount of time is okay.
Right.
Every single sample that he tested had some level of bacterial growth on it, even from dropping it from 1 to 5 seconds or beyond.
Yeah, even less than a second. So you think, oh man, sometimes I pick up stuff quick. I'm like, that was probably 2 seconds tops. Doesn't matter.
God.
And sometimes the 5 seconds not going to get more, it's not going to get dirtier if you leave it for 10, 15, 20, or you pick it up after 2. It's still going to be contaminated. Now, will that stop you from eating? Probably not, but that's why we hit the streets to find out if actual science and street science agree. It's time for street science.
You are now about to witness the strength of street
science.
So Jake was talking to people at a bar, and I think that's an interesting way to talk to people about this because I think that maybe they have different rules. And if you are drunk and you've dropped something, like if you've ever accidentally bitten into the wrong side of a burrito and it all shoots out of the burrito all over your lap and some of it on the floor.
That's a process to pick up.
You can still pick it up and put it back in and make
something.
You can
Zamboni that off the floor.
Most people had this to say.
Well, the 5 second rule is the 5 second rule.
So you think that's scientific?
No, absolutely not. It's a want.
It's what?
It's a want. It's a, I've put something on, I've dropped something on the floor, but I want it, and it's been less than 5 seconds, so I'm going to pick it up and eat it.
Of course, if you want it. Nothing better than as a kid accidentally dropping like a Brussels sprout on the floor. I can't eat that. It's
on
the floor.
No.
There it goes.
And then even the dog is like, I'm good.
Another one.
It's fine.
It depends on where you drop it.
Sure. Like, where would it be somewhere you would drop something and you want to eat it?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to eat it. Anywhere besides my house.
Like, what if you dropped on the floor here?
Probably not.
Now, they're at a bar right there, a crowded bar, so I can understand why the floor of
the
bar.
And she said probably not.
Yeah, not even a definitely not. Now, this woman sounds dirty, and she said she wouldn't even eat, because I think some people make the argument, if I drop it in my own house, like, it's the same reason that, you would do things in your own house that you wouldn't necessarily do elsewhere, because it's your house,
it's my own filth.
It's your own filth. And even if you're dropping food on your own floor, you feel somehow better about picking it up and eating it.
Because you know that space the best.
But
you know what kind of, it's your
own
germs.
But you don't know it, though, because you don't know what you stepped in during the day when walking around
Yeah, but I don't wear shoes in my house, so at least I know that it's just barefoot grossness and not foot grossness from outside.
This is Amanda, and she's got her own theory.
What's your name?
Amanda.
Amanda from where?
Burbank.
All right, there's a new scientific.
She sounds very angry to be talking to Jake, doesn't she? Burbank.
And Burbank.
All right, there's a new scientific study saying what is a safe amount of time to drop something on the floor and then pick it up and eat it. What do you think it is?
Depends on how porous it is or, what kind of laminate it has on it.
No,
so she's
this is my
everything.
Type of woman. Yeah. Porous, laminate.
What the hell?
She's speaking my language.
Laminate?
This woman is
keep
basically...
Keep talking, Burbank.
She's eating... No wonder she's so angry. She's her entire diet is laminate.
She makes sense, though, because if you think about a French fry, that's something... If something sticks to it, it's going to... If you just get... It'll blow off. But if you drop like a piece of cheese, that stuff really sticks.
Well, not, this woman says it's less to do with what the food is. It has all to do with about the surface you drop it on. So
it depends on how porous it is or, what kind of laminate it has on it or how clean it is.
So if you dropped it at your kitchen in your house?
I would not eat it.
How come?
Because my floor is dirty.
Ugh.
I believe that. So
no, you?
It's interesting because even people can't agree on where is a safe place to drop food and eat it. Now, according to the new microbiologist report that just came out, 5 second rule is complete BS. Drop it for even a second, even less than a second, it's still going to get all the gross stuff on. Now, the question is, do you really care, right? That's the reality. And if
Well, think about all the bacteria and crap that we eat all the time.
I would get...
Even if you're biting your nails, you're eating a bunch of bacteria.
Oh, yeah. And even probably if you're just eating stuff off a plate, I'm sure at some point you've picked up some bacteria along the way, right?
I bet this microbiologist, if he was going to test all the stuff in the K-Rock kitchen...
Oh, forget it.
Oh,
it's
my
all
God.
Gross.
Probably the black light would light up like Christmas.
Probably better on the floor. Now, this guy's got an interesting theory about what... It matters less about what, where you drop it, and more about what it is.
What's your name?
My name is Renzen.
Renzen?
Carlos.
There's a new scientific study saying what is a safe amount of time to drop something on the floor and then pick it up and eat it. What do you think it is?
5 seconds.
5 seconds.
Yeah.
No matter the surface?
Yeah, you know what? I'll probably, if it was like on a bar floor, maybe I would just you know, take the L. But if it was on my floor, I know how clean it is. I'll eat it.
So that's Allie's theory. If it's your floor, mm-hmm. it's you can eat anything you drop on it because it's your floor. But he has an interesting caveat to this.
Yeah. What if it was at the bar, but it was your last chicken wing?
See, this is an interesting point Jake makes. The last bite. Because sometimes the last bite is like the one you're so excited about. The last one you want, and sometimes you save it the best bite for the last bite. And you almost like need that bite to feel like satiated or else the whole thing was a waste.
Huh.
So this guy's talking about...
I would think the first bite is more appetizing.
Last wing bite. At all. But if you're eating wings, you got a dozen there, one falls on the floor, you kind of go, all right, well, that sucks. Now I'm down to 11 wings or whatever. But if it's your last wing...
No, you got to take that L.
Yeah.
I don't trust a bar floor.
What if it's the last chicken wing on earth?
Where was it dropped?
On the bar floor.
Yeah, I'll eat it.
See? That guy changed his tune very quickly. If it's the last chicken wing on earth, he's eating it. He's not going to waste that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the last chicken wing on earth, you're never going to have them again in your entire life.
That chicken wing, it's been fried and it has sauce on it, so it has a crust.
So this guy's got an interesting theory that science didn't even think about. So listen to this. This is a drunk guy at a bar, but he's hitting this at a level the microbiologist never even thought of.
It's been fried and it has sauce on it, so it has a crust of some sort. So there's a protective barrier.
Didn't even
but
think
you're
about that.
Eat the protective barrier.
Food? No, listen to what he says.
So that's enough. Like, I can pick that up and probably still eat.
So you take off the barrier.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, especially if it's the last chicken wing on earth.
So there you have it. This guy's, I don't know, Allie, if science.
He's really thought about this.
Science and street science agree on this, but they're all over the place.
562 said our phones are just as dirty, so does any of this really matter? I mean,
eating your phone?
Phones are dirtier.
Well, we're putting our hands all over our phones. We're putting our fingers in our mouth, in our nose, in all kinds of places.
This is the one guy that didn't know about the 5 second rule. I just want to play you this, and then we will determine whether or not street science or actual science is right.
What's your name?
My name is Ronald.
Ronald from where?
North Hollywood.
Ronald, there's a new scientific study saying what is a safe amount of time to drop something on the floor, then pick it up and eat it. What do you think it is?
Oh, well, I'm a firm believer of the 10-second rule, if that's the fact.
This guy, all of a sudden, has doubled it. His whole life, he's been living the 10-second rule.
And look, he's still alive.
How slow?
Is he, like, super fat and slow or something?
Yeah. Walking
What's
among
going on with that guy?
I don't know. Jake, was he a big fat guy?
Kind of was, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, now I get it.
I guess the five second rule.
I have to get down there in 5 seconds?
I bet you his whole life he's like 5 second rule. People are like, dude, it's been like 11 seconds. We got close.
And he's like, 11 second rule.
10 seconds.
Yes, 10 seconds.
Not 5 seconds.
No. Nope, 10 seconds.
How'd you come to that determination?
Just ever since growing up, it was always kind of something that all the kids talked about, and you kind of exercised if it happened, and yeah, it never caused
you exercise.
This guy exercised ever. I don't think so.
That's
would it
exercise.
Matter where you dropped it?
In extreme cases, probably. I mean, if you drop it in some pile of poop, you probably don't want to pick it up at that point, but other than that, I think it's fair game.
I'm concerned with the overuse of the word probably in these scenarios.
Also, it's interesting, the only hypothetical he wouldn't pick it up and eat it is if it fell to a pile of poop, and
probably.
Even that was a probably.
Yes.
Like, that's a crazy thing.
A pile of poop.
If you drop a chicken wing in a pile of dog crap, I get you at that point, you do take the L.
Pile of poop, you probably don't want to pick it up at that point. But...
Oh, good, it's only been 8 seconds. I can still eat this.
Other than that, I think it's fair game.
So if you drop something here at the bar, would you still eat it?
Probably.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I've done it before, actually.
I believe it.
I'm doing
What'd
it right
What'd you drop
now?
And eat here?
I think it was like a couple of fries, and I was just like, you know, when you're at that level of drunkenness, you're like, yeah, you just pick it up and get it back in there.
Hell yeah, man.
Hell yeah,
well,
man.
Well, there you go.
Hell yeah, man.
Street science.
That's my people.
Street science proving actual science is maybe right, but also wrong.
I learned a lot.
This is K-Rock.